This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
So we have some big news on this show. If you were thinking that it was all just a horrible dream and it would be over before Easter, think again. The president has said just there, extending the federal distancing guidelines to April 30th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you've never been here before, we've opened the door for you. We've been here for 15 years waiting for you. By the way, at any point, if you want to throw in your two cents on what's happening in your neck of the woods as far as COVID-19, are people doing the distancing thing? Or are they gathering? Has anybody been fined because they're doing that? What do the grocery stores look like? And what's life been like? Boy, you filled up the mailbox, and we'll get to that later in this hour. But otherwise, feel free to jump on 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Also coming up, we're going to go to the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas because, you know, you think of all the things that are affected, but what about wildlife? What about zoos? What about zoos where you have these gorgeous lions and other creatures that are there but are not being seen because they're shut down because of COVID-19? And who pays for what the lion eats? Lions that were in show business because they were at the MGM. So that's going to be an interesting conversation as we, again, go to Vegas and find out what do you do when you got some beasts to feed that people love and the bill is just too high and we're stuck in the middle of this pandemic affecting so much of our lives. And, of course, human life we care about so much. When we look at the tracker, 720,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 virus has killed more than 33,000. So for people who thought COVID-19 was, not that big of a deal, right? Are you kidding? More than 2,000 people are dead in the United States. Dead. Meaning, let me describe some of the horrible stories for you, because I think some people aren't taking it seriously. Take stay home seriously. When you look at one of my favorite places, I've said this last week, New Orleans in Louisiana, and I see Governor John Bel Edwards, he looks so pained in his face to be giving updates on not enough space and here's what we're doing. And he's warning that his state's health system is at risk of being overwhelmed with patients in a matter of days. He's not alone. We're seeing this across the nation. New York surpassed 1,000 deaths in the pandemic, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that they have enough room for the people who they know will end up in the hospitals and flooding the hospitals. The numbers are just out of this world. You heard the president say at the top that we'll get to the worst of it in 2 weeks, and that means more cases, more testing, more cases, more deaths. That's just the reality of it. And so when I talk about numbers, I like to talk about positive numbers. And I'll tell you what, this is not, these are not positive numbers. And we're starting to see that people who are familiar faces are dying in this pandemic, meaning perhaps someone that was in your living room, longtime journalist from CBS, someone who I think I told the Hubs that I think I met her maybe once or twice, did not know her, think I was introduced to her, but Maria Mercada, a longtime journalist out of New York, 54 years old, battling hard against the coronavirus, but she lost her battle. I mean, she covered breaking news for probably three decades and then went on to work with correspondents and reporters. And here's the thing, it's these conditions that people have that make you ripe for this virus if you are you contract the virus. So she had battled cancer and some other illnesses and was on medical leave since the end of February. And then, of course, this kicks in and that just pushes you over the top. And we're hearing lots and lots of stories, again, sadly, like that from all different walks of life, by the way. Who's become the rock star in this is Anthony Fauci. And Anthony Fauci, you see the president always saying, oh, I love Tony, and here's Tony, and here's what he has to say. Because he is the guy who is the weather vane. He is Dr. Weather Vane. He tells us like it is. And I love people that are transparent. I think he is as transparent as he can be because he just says what he knows. And we don't know exactly where it ends up because this is an unpredictable enemy. So the president has had to weigh, geez, do we ease up on social distancing guidelines? And the answer is no, they couldn't do that. So better to announce, look, just expect end of April. And then even going further and saying that the economy basically, and everybody will be back on their way, not bounced all the way back, but starting in June. So that gives you at least some mind space, I think, especially if you're someone who's used to doing and going and leaving your house and hunting, fishing, hanging with your posse, whatever, going to your favorite watering hole, going to see your favorite sports team, hanging out with the grandkids, hanging out with the kids, doing anything that you could possibly do outdoors. So, you know, Fauci is predicting that as many as 200,000 Americans could die from the disease, and you know, we're right around that 2,500 mark. So think of those grim reaper totals. And it's awful when you think about it. Worst case scenarios, right? Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, their numbers were pretty ugly, too. They're saying 160 million to 210 cases by December. So they're taking it all the way through 2020, not saying that we don't see that it dips down and then we have what they're calling the second wave. And then talking about 21 million people would need to be hospitalized. And 200,000 to 1.7 million could die by the end of the year. Wow. I don't like those odds. Do you like those odds? I don't like them at all. We're all moving targets. We are. And listen, I'm going to give you plenty of reasons to have hope. I am glasses half full. No question. But I cannot in good conscience jump on the air and spout how wonderful and fabulous it is. I'll tell you what's fabulous, and they should get continuous applause. In fact, we're going to cue up the band for our in-studio people, and how about applause for the first responders? How about applause for the cops who are risking all? How about the healthcare workers? It's unbelievable how many of them have gotten sick and some, sadly, have died. How tragic is that? How about people working in the warehouses? How about people in grocery stores who have no idea what they could contract, even if they're being as careful could be? This is just the beginning of the week, folks. What does Governor Cuomo have to say about the mentality that we have to wrap our minds around, especially those who live in New York? He's going to tell us on the flip side.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have to have a new mentality, a new culture of hospitals working with one another, both within the public system as well as the private system. And we need to think about the public system working with the private system in a way they never have before.
All right, the public and the private system have to go hand in hand, and people have to work together, too, and you have to change your mindset. I shouldn't say change. I challenge you to change your mindset. If your mindset is, I'm not worried about this coronavirus, I'm going to go out and do whatever I feel like doing, because you heard some of the ugly numbers that I said that people will be blindsided by. And I don't know about you, but the idea of feeling as though weights are being pressed down on my chest and I cannot breathe, and they're trying to do everything, if I get hooked to a ventilator, to save me, and I can't breathe, and that's how I go out. Boy, I hope and pray that's not what's in store for me or any of you listening to me, because I've heard from people what that is like, that nightmare of where they just came back, where they made it through, but it wasn't looking good. And I love those stories of hope and optimism, by the way, when people do come through, but then there's so many others that fall through the cracks. So certainly we know, we're looking at it, we're watching this, and I'm really adamant about this because, and I'm going to start to really give you even more sources of information, good, positive sources of information, as we move along on this journey together through this pandemic, places where you can go and find out more and where you can get more on what I'm doing on the show and that kind of thing. But my family lost somebody during the Spanish flu. And here's the thing. There was a second wave of the 1918 Spanish flu. And the pandemic was hard for people then, and way different lifestyle than we have, to wrap their minds around. It infected 500 million people worldwide, killed 20 million, including 20 million to 50 million, including my great-grandmother, who got it and left behind my grandmother, who was 7 months old, and my great aunt, who was 7 years old. And that global pandemic lasted for 2 years, but the vast amount of people who died, most of the people who died, were in 3 months in the fall of 1918. So they are talking about that second wave and how awful that was. And what's crazy about that is where does it go? Well, it was a mutated virus spread by troop movements. So that's what happened there. So, for example, one of the first cases was a U.S. Army cook. And he was in Kansas. He was hospitalized. He had 104-degree fever. And then that spread quickly through the Army installation there. 54,000 troops were on that installation or base, whatever you want to call it. By the end of the month, 1,100, boom, hospitalized. 38 died after developing pneumonia. And then as you got more troops deployed to Europe, and then it spread like wildfire, England, France, Spain, Italy, and that's what happened, just like that. So this thing has similar qualities to the Spanish flu. Of course, we work faster, we have better medicines, we have better machines, all kinds of ways to get to things faster once we can get to that. But like I said, my family suffered a huge loss, and I know some other people who had relatives who died in that too. And again, medical science didn't have the same tools, so our tools are better. That part's good. Obviously, the time was different. The access to cleanliness, to hygiene, was very, very different than what we have now. But still, it is scary to think of that, to look at that, and then look at where we are at this point. So many people are talking about Governor Cuomo and how he is leading, you know, in New York every day, what he's saying, what he's trying to do, what they're setting up, who he's trying to enlist for help, what the governors are doing and what locally people are doing. And this is why I say so often on this show, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, don't want a label, want the best people in office locally, statewide, wherever you're from, to represent you in Washington, too. This is why you have to pay attention to what people are saying, how they voted in the past, what their history is, that kind of thing. So when you have a say in it, it's one vote, but every vote counts. And this is what then happens. Do you like the representative? Do you like what they're trying to do? When you get hit with a pandemic or something else, 98 people in New York City died from coronavirus in less than 7 hours. 98 people. There's a massive field hospital for coronavirus patients going up in Central Park. Anybody who comes out of New York or that tri-state area, I know there's a lot of people listening to me in that area, they're being stopped at other states. Rhode Island's governor made a big deal about that. Like, don't, you know, no offense to New Yorkers, don't come here because we don't want the virus in, basically, to spread. So they were having checkpoints that were set up, and that got under the skin of Governor Cuomo a bit. But this is the kind of stuff that's happening in Florida. They were setting up checkpoints. They have checkpoints because, again, of people trying to flee to Florida. Especially, there is some panic, I think, with some of the people, understandably so, that are in New York I mean, imagine you look down Fifth Avenue, you look at what normally would be crowded streets, and we see the video and the shots of them all over the place, and there aren't people there because the amount of cases, Queens, hardest hit borough, period, 10,737 cases. Brooklyn, 8,887 cases. Manhattan, 5,582 cases. Staten Island, 1,984. Mayor Bill de Blasio is saying the city will be in the throes of the virus for some time to come. He said he called it a tough, tough, tough journey. I can think of other words I would put in there. And so they've got mandatory closures, business closures, until at least April 15th, and then, of course, the president, as we said, that's the big news, I guess, extending the federal social distancing guidelines to what? April 30th. The airlines down 50%. I think it's even more now at this point, because who's flying? People are trying to get creative, but having to get on a plane, there's a lot of people that want to jump on a plane right now. Well, I used to have this cool app that would show you planes, flight radar 24/7, and because I love planes. I loved when I was a kid. I loved going to the airport whenever somebody flew in to see us. And you go on that flight radar, and you hardly see any planes. You look across the map. You look across the U.S. You hardly see any planes. Oh, it's devastating. Just devastating. Not to mention, of course, what is happening money-wise. But now there is this bailout. There are ways to get loans. There are things that are happening. There are ways to freeze payments. So I think whatever condition you're in, you can reach out and look for the various ways to get help. We'll have more financial people on as we traverse through this journey, like I said, together of this pandemic, giving you some sound advice of no matter where you're at, what to do. Stimulus checks coming for some people. Remember, taxes aren't due until July. And what will the stimulus package mean to you, if anything? And I know a lot of people have been laid off. I know a lot of people in all kinds of fields, because service industry, think of anything from LASIK centers to other small restaurants that then exploded and became national chains, or just the neighborhood restaurant that's popular around the corner. That's why so many people are ordering takeout if possible. And I love this. The Columbia Sportswear, CEO Tim Boyle slashed his pay because the company has to try to weather the impact of the coronavirus like every other business, really. So he cut his own pay to 10 grand to try to see what he could do, how he could save jobs, that kind of thing. And I think there are others that are trying to follow suit, but it's getting tough. And now yet another month after that, we'll see. All right, we're talking about the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas, closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. What does it mean for the animals? We'll find out next.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump has been saying he would like to have the country reopen for business around Easter, but the severity of the coronavirus has changed that.
Social distancing. That's the way you win.
The shutdown in America will continue as the virus keeps spreading.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. To slow the spread.
At the coronavirus task force update, President Trump announced a new COVID-19 test that will give results within 5 minutes. Among actions to boost the economy, the president said allowing some entertainment tax deductions could help the hospitality industry.
We're going to look at the restoring the deductibility of meals and entertainment costs for corporations so the corporations can send people to restaurants and take a deduction on it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I love lions. I do. Ever since I was a kid. In fact, I grew up in New York and then moved to Philly, and always my mother said that's where I wanted to go. They would take me to a zoo, and that was my first place. Even when I went out to San Francisco, always it was about the lions for me. So I thought it'd be fun to have some people in deep need. When you think of going to zoos and you think of special places, the Lion Habitat Ranch in Las Vegas is one of them, closed because, of course, COVID-19. So what does that mean for these lions who were showbiz lions and some other animals as well? Jenny DePasso joins us. She's the director of community outreach there. And also Keith Evans. He is the president of the Lion Habitat Ranch too. So welcome so much, Keith and Jenny. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me first what, and I guess, Keith, I'll ask you this. What is, you know, what does it take to feed the lions and feed the other animals and to support this effort here at the habitat?
Well, it takes about 13 to 14 staff members plus the money to pay for the food.
Yeah, and the food's expensive, right?
Yeah, they eat about 10 to 15 pounds a day each.
Wow. And so, Jenny, what does that mean when, you know, because you've been down for how long since the COVID-19 struck?
Almost going on the third week.
March
14th.
Since March 14th. All right. So since March 14th, it's gone down, obviously.
Right.
And we've got Richard in the background. I love that. That's just like when I have the other with me. I call him Manshore, my husband. He's like, tell him that in the back. He always knows the facts and figures, so that's beautiful. I want to know about how this ranch started in the first place and where the lions came from and how long they've been there and all of that. I guess, Jenny, you could tell me that, right?
But of course, Keith has been involved with, big cats since the 70s, of course.
Mm.
And then in 97, Keith, you opened?
Correct.
In 1997, they opened up with the MGM Lion Habitat. And they were there. They were born in captivity. They were born to have a job. And these are the lions from that job, which we, in 2012, when they closed, Keith turned the place where they lived into a visitor venue in order to defray the cost of taking care of the lions. Right now we have 30 lions. We have a beautiful giraffe. And he's a very famous giraffe that paints. He's the only giraffe in the world that paints with a brush.
Wow.
And it's magnificent to see. Plus, we have many, many rescued exotic birds and animals. And it's a great place for families and children. And we do all of the kids that are, in schools. And it's a great opportunity for them to learn, to preserve, to protect, to care, to love. And it's just a great sanctuary. And all of the animals are cared for in a very, very special and caring way. Not only Keith and his wife, Beverly, and all of the people that work there are truly connected and love what they do. It's an incredible sanctuary. And when everybody's out and back on planes again, please come to visit us. We're just off the strip. We're two blocks east of Las Vegas Boulevard, off of St. Rose Parkway. It's just a great place for families. And I think more people are looking for things to bring their families in, great places to see. And you walk away with a special place in your heart for incredible animals. And, you know, if we don't take care of them, they're disappearing, as you know.
Yeah, and speaking of disappearing, Keith, obviously you have a love for big cats, so you jumped in here and you got involved. And what was that like for you when you first got involved and you swung open the gates and people were coming in? I mean, that had to be a good feeling, right?
Well, yes, except when we swung open the gates 6 years ago, there wasn't very many people coming in. It's taken a long time to build this up to where, you know, we're becoming breaking even. And then this coronavirus hit, so it's really put a dent in our operations.
So what do you do? I mean, like every other businesses in America, you're regrouping, you're reimagining, and obviously you're coming on shows like this, you're letting people know what they can do, how they can donate or get involved, that kind of thing. Is that primarily what you do in the beginning, try to stop the bleeding because you have to feed the lions and the giraffe?
Yeah, but it's with every other small business, we still have to keep our employees, and even more so in ours because of the requirements of, you know, staff that takes to feed that many animals and keep them clean every day, even though we don't have any guests.
Wow, and you had just really turned that corner where, as you said, Keith, 6 years, you were breaking even, people were starting to find it because people are looking for other things to do, and then this happened. So do you have a favorite lion? Do you have a favorite lion?
No, I love them all.
I like that that you love them all. See, I have to tell you, I'd probably play favorites. I know I would. Jenny, how about you? Tell us about some of your lions.
Sonda Lyons that I absolutely love is, I love Dude, and Dude is a Barbary lion, and if you don't know, the Barbary lion is now extinct in the wild since the 1940s, and we have their bloodline there, and Bentley is another Barbary, and he's our photo opportunity where the Range Rover is parked, and there's a platform for Bentley to jump up, and it looks like you're in a safari with a lion behind you. And I love Bentley. Gosh, they're so special. And Benny, Benny knows how to wave. He's incredible.
Wow, wow. And so they become like family, right? Because you see him every day or you pass by or that kind of thing?
You do. And yeah, and when Keith is there, he steals the show because they all know their name, and, of course, they were born in captivity, and they have a special, and our staff, too, but very special for Keith and his wife, Beverly, as well. When he walks by, their eyes don't, they just don't take, they do light up, but they also follow him and hope that he's going to stop and scratch their head or scratch their body and say hello, and it's something you're not going to see in a zoo necessarily, and you're about 4 feet away that they're in their enclosures, and they have toys to play with and lots of enrichment, all kinds of great things that you can get to see a lion do where you're not necessarily going to see them anywhere else. Very special.
So the Lion Habitat Ranch, what can people do? Well, first of all, you've got a live stream up, right? We can go to the website and see the live stream?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're not streaming on the website. It's on Facebook right now. And so we're doing live streams for the kids that have lost their school field trips that used to come here. So every day we're trying to do a live feed on Facebook for those kids.
All right, so go to Facebook, and it's at the Lion Habitat Ranch,
yeah,
right, on Facebook?
HabitatRanch.org, yeah.
HabitatRanch.org. And if somebody wants to help, somebody has a wild idea, something that can help you or donate or any of that kind of thing, same thing, could they go to the LionHabitatRanch.org?
Yep, it's got a donate button right on the front page.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to check back in with you, and we're going to check in on that video and watch some of your favorite lions. I appreciate you both coming on. Ginny, thank you so much. Keith, as
thank
well.
Thank you, Kate.
And we wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
I'll see you in Vegas.
I'll see you soon in Vegas. Yeah, there you go, once this all clears up. And I love these lions. I said it. It's just my favorite. Lions and then a giraffe. A giraffe that paints. You know, there's a place called Fossil Rim, and I go there because of the giraffe, and I would love to see. They don't have lions there, but this place is supposedly so amazing, and I have had the pleasure of going there, and I am anxious to go there once all of it wraps up. And the video and of the lion streaming, you want to make sure that you go and you check that out by going to Lion Habitat on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see it. And how cool is that? But boy, oh boy, that is tough. So tough another fallout in a business where they had the love for the cats, they wanted to do something, they finally get to that point, like many of you know, as small business owners or even people who have built up bigger companies, you know, where you're in the medium range or so, I'll call it the medium range, and then you get to that point where it's like that, oh, you're there on the plateau and you're feeling, starting to feel good. And then you get smashed with a pandemic. And this is what's happening to so many, many people. So check out the LionHabitatRanch.org. And you'll get that same feeling that I did. And, you know, you heard Ginny talk about the posing and how you can pose with the lions, and you see the baby lions. It's just amazing. Oh, I want to go there now. Let's get this pandemic over with. We'll all feel a lot better. All right, speaking of you and that tall guy in the back, we're going to the mailbag. Coming up.
Shot at? spot in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair up on the eyes.
You know, a lot of people are, it is funny, because I think people are trying to figure out things they can do when they're not frantically trying to plug the leak in the boat, if you know what I'm saying. People are doing things like singing. Hopefully they have a good voice, but sometimes some of us get on there and we don't. I'm not doing that, and I'm not suggesting that you just go and do a live stream and just sing. But you do have musicians that are doing it, and that is, I have to say, that is pretty, pretty cool. All right, so I got a ton of email, just a ton, and I want to emphasize this, that we're really through this whole thing, and always, by the way, you're invited at any time to interrupt whatever's regularly scheduled and give us your thoughts. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. What has it been like for you staying mostly inside? How much tube are you watching? Or games are you playing? Or, I don't know, just chillaxing or watching massive COVID-19 coverage? Good suggestion is sometimes to get a break from that, right? Definitely. So without further ado, we're going to like to introduce the random clapaholics. Yes. That is for our heroes. That's for anybody out there working and getting it done. Especially especially those in the emergency rooms, the doctors, the nurses, all of those people, the intake people, the first responders, the police officers, the firemen, the people that are out there on the front lines. And some of those frontline people are people in the warehouse, right? Are there people that are in the grocery stores? And you know what? It's one thing. Yes, you could get more pay to work, but there still is always the virus possibilities, and somebody's got to do the job. So, you know, there you go. I got this. This was interesting. I got this from Jake, who says, Kate, wow, so many of my friends are so worried about what's going to happen with the whole stimulus thing, because they, like you, have their own company and they are more sort of in the, what they call the gig economy. So what does the stimulus mean for them? It means that under this pandemic unemployment assistance in the stimulus bill, if you're a freelancer or a gig worker, you can get half the average unemployment benefit in the state, and you can get an extra, I guess, $600 per week. And so this new program is created to help the self-employed workers who can't file for regular unemployment insurance. So that means somebody who's a freelancer, like somebody who works on websites, somebody who, you know, think of anything, painters, I know, other people that fall into that category. It depends on the kind of company, you know, that they have. And then I got this one from Joe, and Joe says, Kate, if you had to make your best guess as to when you think this virus is going to be over, what would you say? Well, we all want the timetable, don't we? Of course, because it's just a question mark that's hanging in the balance. And I read some of the possible predictions of how bad it can get all the way through the whole year. And the answer is, I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that. As many doctors, as many scientists, as many people that we've had on the show or people we've talked to, and you see Fauci, and I said, he is the wizard, he's the truth teller, and he doesn't know. He's looking at data. He is looking at hard facts of what's happened in other places. You know, here's part of the problem. You got to think about this. We got a couple of different strains. And when you talk about Italy and how horrific it is there, you talk about other countries that we haven't even heard about in South America, where, let me tell you, it's pretty bad. When you look at the pandemic in other places, you're talking about countries that are smaller than the wide open space we have and the 330 million Americans, because all the states, because we're so vast, we have so many different states. And, you know, California would be like a country. Texas could be like a country. New York could be like a country. And you know, it's sad, and I said we have the random clapaholics, and we're gonna have the random clapaholics come out throughout the show. But I hear the stories, like the Miami nurse who died from the coronavirus. She worked on the front lines helping patients, and then she came down with it when she was working in the intensive care unit. And you know what, people aren't with them, so here they are on the front lines, and then when they die, they have their comrades perhaps around them a little bit, but they're dying just like the people who come in. Wow. So the brother of the nurse, Arcelia Irigan, her brother went onto Facebook, and I happened to see this, saying that she was on the front lines and talked about her, that she battled it and she contracted it and became unwell, and that he admired her for her dedication to the profession, that she was a hero in the fight against COVID-19. So, and our clapaholics are for her, are for this brave Miami nurse, and so many others who have done the same thing, who go day in and day out. I saw a nurse who was on the tube the other day in Michigan. Michigan is pretty bad too, like everywhere else, where if it's not bad yet, it's going to hit you. And she broke down after a very, very long shift and said, it's like a war zone. It's a war zone. You know, that's what it is. And I think the saddest story that I heard of all, and I got this one from Mac, who said, Kate, did you hear about the story? I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but this one infuriated me. Did you hear about the story of the 17-year-old who got turned away from the hospital because he didn't have insurance? Yes. This was in Los Angeles. He tested positive for the virus, for the coronavirus. He died of septic shock after he was turned away from an urgent care facility. He didn't have health insurance. And so the positive COVID test didn't arrive until after his death. And this is Lancaster, and the people in Lancaster, including the mayor, Rex Paris, are furious because he was healthy, had no pre-existing conditions before his death, and he was turned away. They were having respiratory, you know, he was having respiratory issues, but he didn't have the card that they wanted, so he was told to go to a public hospital. So he went into cardiac arrest when he was on his way to that hospital they told him he had to go to. And the hospital was able to revive him and keep him alive for about 6 hours, but it was, you know, it was too late. So he was an Uber driver, and he and several other members of the family had tested positive for COVID-19. And, you know, that's the thing. They were all close, a close-knit family, all of that. And, boy, that is just, it is an infuriating, horrible, horrible, you know, story to hear. The ticking time bomb. He goes, he knows, and they turn him, you know, they turn him away. And a lot of you sent me stories like that, like, did I see this and did I see that? And then there was kind of the lighter side. I got this one from Jimmy, and he said, Kate, do you miss sports at all? Pretty, please tell me you do, because I'm so tired of seeing old sports clips all over ESPN, Fox, or wherever else. I don't care about the greatest games of all time. I just have to tell you, I wonder if sports will lose its luster for some people when it eventually comes back. I don't know that it will, because I think what's going to happen, we don't know when this all gets lifted. And I think when it does, people are going to be starved to go to concerts, to when you can be in public, to go to games, to go and resume whatever your favorite thing was to do. If you survive this, that's what happens. You know, you're coming out of the bunker, and even Pete in Texas coming out of the bunker to, you know, go fishing, go hanging, go doing whatever you normally would do. And let's hope that day comes sooner rather than later. Stay safe, everybody. Stay home. Mahalo.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.